talking with Keith Whitney, anchor for 11 Live News Saturday and Sunday Today, who I work with, have the pleasure of working with every weekend. Keith, tell me quickly, first of all, about how you got into the business of television news.
Well, I was a student at Penn State University. I was in pre-med for a couple of years before I decided on journalism as an option. After that, I went into radio in Pennsylvania, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Then I got lucky, got a break in the 100th market, Greenville, North Carolina, then went to the 29th market, Raleigh-Durham. I spent 10 years there, honing my craft, liking what I did there. And then I came to Atlanta. I've been here for 5 years.
And what's it been like being in Atlanta?
Atlanta's a good city. I mean, it's a big, small town to me, but then I'm from Philadelphia, so it's not quite the big international city that a lot of folks think it is, but it is a nice place to live. It's growing. It's one of the few places in the country where you actually feel an exciting vibe as you move through this town.
No matter if you're in North Carolina, Georgia, or wherever, everybody's been talking about the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and that's brought a lot of questions up about what's right and what's wrong in terms of television news, broadcasting, newspapers. Where do you draw the line in a case like that?
It's hard to determine where you draw the line in a case like that, because when you have Congress initiating impeachment inquiries against the president based on mostly sexual liaison issues rather than anything concrete and criminal, it's hard for reporters to just say we're going to ignore this story because it's pertaining to the president's sexuality. There's not much we can say about that. They're dictating what we cover, and that's appropriate. These are lawmakers for the biggest country in the world, and it's not our responsibility to ignore what they're doing. So we follow that story, and we try to employ appropriate standards to make sure that we don't sicken the audience with too many of the smarmy details. But aside from that, you do have to, you know, you do have to follow where this story leads.
When you go out to do a story as a reporter, are there some things to keep in mind about what you ask and what you don't ask an interview subject?
Almost anything is fair game when you're asking an interview subject. You know, well, fair game within the context of whatever that story is about. We're not interested in their personal life if we're not covering their personal life. But in terms of the context of that story, there's almost no question that is off base. And the questions are like a trail of breadcrumbs in reverse. You try to find your way to the story with each question. The five W's are the biggest tool we have as reporters, and they are the simplest tools, and I rely on them on a daily basis. It doesn't get any more exotic than that.
The five W's and the H. In fact, Keith didn't mention the H, how, all part of the culture of journalism when it comes to deciding what is news. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of JN 100 On The Go. I hope that you've gotten a chance to hear what is involved in deciding what's news, reporting and writing, and journalism as the fourth estate or fourth branch of government. Those are all components of the culture of journalism. I do have another Journalism 100 question of the day. Remember, the first question asked you, when was the Columbine High School shooting and how many people died? The next question and the last question for this particular podcast is related to the Monica Lewinsky story. The question is this: tell me, what action did the Congress take against President Clinton as a result of the Monica Lewinsky incident? What action did the Congress take against President Clinton as a result of the Monica Lewinsky incident? And I want you to go back and read more about this. If there was no action taken, explain what actually happened. If there was action, tell me what that action was. These are basic events in history that you as a journalist should bring with you as you go forward in your development. Portions of this podcast were produced by the Center for Public Television, makers of the Alabama Experience. Our music was provided courtesy of Nonstop Music. I'm George Daniels. Join us next time for another edition of JN 100 On The Go. Talking with Keith Whitney, anchor for 11 Live News Saturday and Sunday Today, who I work